this might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Well, then cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Mary Hart. Sorry, it's been a second since we've recorded in here, so I'm just like, oh, is this how everything is connected properly?
Okay. Oh, is my head connected to my neck, to my shoulders, to my knees and toes? I always hated that song.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes?
Hated it.
Really? I loved it. I loved it. The choreography was very direct, and I knew exactly what to do.
It was the first time I ever disassociated. Damn. I was like, this connected? Hey, what is going on? I got a skeleton in here. Don't tell me about it. How are you, Grace Helbig?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. We went to Disney last week.
Right. I haven't watched your reel yet because I know you put it up and I wanted to hear about your trip before I saw it and then pretended like I didn't know.
Love it. There's not a ton. It was so fun. It was so fun, though it was, I believe, spring break. So children were at that park in high numbers.
I went to Palm Springs to write.
Right.
We talked about this where I stayed at a hotel for the first time because our house was rented.
Yeah.
Forgot that children were allowed into Palm Springs.
Yeah, that's crazy. This was like, oh, I wouldn't have even really made the association unless you had brought it up the previous week.
Mm-hmm.
But that, it was still a really great day. I made a little vlog about it because we watch so many Disney vloggers and I have watched this and I genuinely enjoy watching them.
It's so your new therapy. It's your ASMR.
Yeah, a little bit. And so we were like, let's do our version of it. And it was very fun. And the whole day was great. It was a really great litmus test of my energy levels.
When did you poop out?
Literally at the witching hour that all the children were having like their sugar crashes.
Yeah.
I like looked at Elliot and I was like, I'm hitting my wall. And we were ready to go. But it was not without like feeling fully accomplished of like eating absolute insane stuff to the point of a tummy ache.
What all did you eat?
Oh, we ate goo.
What does that mean?
We went to Oga's Cantina first, which is the Star Wars bar. Because as we were driving down at like 8 a.m., you have this app, which makes it so like efficient. But at the same time, you're like chained to the app of seeing like reservations of what like restaurants or of rides. And once you get into the park, you can buy your Genie Pass, which is like to get you lightning lanes to get like on faster rides, which we did, and it was great. But like as we were driving down, I was like, oh, because we have made classically us zero like reservations. I think Elliot had made like a lunch reservation or something. But I was like, Oga's Cantina is open at 9:50 if we want to. Elliot's like, yes, please book that. We'll go there first. So we parked.
Are they serving alcohol at 9:50?
Yeah, it's full on.
Wow.
Yeah, Elliot had a drink. I had like a coffee thing. And then on the menu, I ordered something that said it had like yogurt balls, and I was like, that's close to breakfast, like we'll get that. It was just a petri dish of like blue jello with Pop Rocks, and like it was delicious and sugary, and it's crazy food because it's like you're eating Star Wars food. But yeah, we went from like 0 to 60 of like being fully immersed in Disney pretty quickly, and then just spent the day eating like, you know, the most nonsensible stuff, but you feel like you're supposed to.
Now, let me ask you.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot to get to today. So I'm like, you can ask me about Disney. There wasn't a ton to report, but it was very fun.
Right. Okay. Well, I normally would stretch this out like...
No, go ahead.
Mel
ask
Gibson
away.
And Braveheart. Okay.
Nice.
No, but, you know, we do have a countdown list today that we will get into, and it is a top 10. But I need to go to Disney. What I would like to do.
You should. Have you gone? Because that's what I was thinking. Honestly, I was like, has Mamrie ever gone? Because when we would go down for VidCon, it was always just like too chaotic to go to the Disney day that everyone was going to. Plus, we were
wildly hungover. The only way to describe it. Unison, wildly hungover.
My body had so much more resilience back then.
No,
but you would really enjoy it because I was wondering, I was like, do you even like rides?
I love rides.
Okay, yeah, we should go.
I'll ride the scariest thing.
You, me, Chip, and Elliot should all go.
You don't have to convince us. We'll go in 2 weeks with you guys.
Yeah, it is truly so fun.
But
I
here's
get
the
it.
Thing.
It's so immersive.
We've talked about this. I love rides. I haven't been to a theme park in a while just because I love rides, hate waiting.
Yeah.
And my hatred of waiting overrides my love of rides.
Yeah, see, that's why it is really fun, just Elliot and I, because it's like the two of us can like bop Weasel. Around and like get on things a little faster. Yeah, truly two like possums running through the park.
Two
all day.
Little lemurs, mongoose. But no, if I go to Six Flags or something, I'll ride the scariest fucking shit there is.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it. But I want to go with someone who knows what they're doing because I don't want to be overwhelmed and then frustrated. So
yeah.
I'm holding you to this.
Yeah, I do feel like I know the park. Like we went to two parks. We went to Disneyland and California Adventure all in one day. So it wow. made sense that at 5 o'clock I was like, my tummy hurts and my feet hurt and my head hurts and I want to go home.
Oh God.
Yeah. But it was great.
Good. I love to hear it. Yeah. I want to tell you one little thing that happened. Take 2 seconds
yeah,
before we get into a countdown.
A different version of Disneyland. You yeah. were in Napa.
Napa, which I'll tell you more about it next week because there were some like really nice moments.
Cool.
But on the way up there, so I took a flight from Palm Springs to Napa.
Mm-hmm.
Direct, baby.
I've never still flown out of the Palm Springs airport.
Okay.
My brother has, my mom and my stepdad have.
I never had either. I took video of it because it was so insane.
Right.
You go through security and the doors open and you're just outside again.
That's what my mom said. She loved it.
It was like an oasis.
Yeah.
It was wild. I like got through and immediately texted Chip. And all I'm thinking is like, man, it'd be easy to get high here.
Yeah.
But anyway, on the flight there. Okay. I board the flight. It's a small flight because, you know, it's just a little 1 hour guy. And of course there's, you know, this like big burly older man with like, you know, a Santa beard
yeah.
in the aisle, and I'm the window with beans, and I get in there, and before I can stick in my AirPods, he's like, I guess he's surrounded by people that are his family.
Okay.
Like he lives there and they're all coming to visit. Okay. And he goes, yep, none of my family will sit with me because they don't want to talk the whole time. And I was just like, oh God, you know, so I had to establish that
yeah.
I was not going to speak with him. But here's what killed me is we start taxiing and his either wife or sister-in-law is sitting across the aisle. And she says to the whole family, they're like spread out across three rows. I'm surrounded.
Okay.
I guess they were going to a white party, you know, like,
okay.
And she goes, now, can I ask a question about this white party? And they're like, what? And she goes, this white party, is that as in like white male? And they go, No, everyone dresses in white. This isn't a party for only white people. She goes, oh, okay. I was confused.
What?
And you could tell like all the younger people in the family froze and they were like, did you think we were throwing a party called like whites only?
Oh my God.
I was like trying to pretend I couldn't hear it. And I was just like, can you imagine if your mom was like, so is this a whites only party? Or
like,
no, you dress in white clothing,
across
darling.
Across a plane.
Across a plane.
Wow.
I know.
Like, that feels like maybe that question should have been asked privately.
Yes.
And like
maybe
immediately. Yeah.
yeah, exactly. If you thought it meant like as in only white people, maybe when you heard that, that's when you go, I don't think we should do that, guys. I think that's kind of fucked up. Not let me sit on it, be confused, and then finally blurt it out
yeah.
in a small plane.
Once our family has surrounded a bunch of strangers
yep.
In an enclosed tube, I'll ask the question then.
Crazy.
It's wild.
Crazy. Anyway, that killed
me.
Y'all, we decided this week that we were going to do another food countdown
yeah.
as we previously did our favorite types of potatoes. And it was wild. It was eye-opening. It was
mm-hmm.
engaging. It was controversial.
Yeah. And then what else did we do? We did another one that was only
dips.
Dips. That's it.
Dips.
Oh, my memory. And then last week we had talked about on our Patreon live streams
yes.
as well, of wanting to get into pastas.
Pastas. Now, let me tell you this, guys.
Yeah.
I, of course, forgot we were doing this till this morning.
I did, too. I texted you as I was going to therapy going, oh, wait, are we supposed to be ranking pastas?
I'm going to do a dramatic reading. Grace texted me, great. Also, I forgot, are we ranking pastas in today's ep? I said, oh, shit. Ha. Good call. Question, though. Do noodles count as pasta? Like, would an Asian dish be under the same category? I Googled it. And so pasta is technically a flour and water
mm-hmm.
and noodles have egg in them. But
okay.
there are things we call pasta that have egg in them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's the umbrella of dishes that have noodles in them. Pasta is just the Italian word for noodle, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. So she's like, excellent question. I'm going to say yes. Are we doing 5 or 10? I said, this is tough. I said, I think top 5 if it's specifically Italian food, maybe top 10 if it's noodles around the world. Great idea. And then I keep walking. I did a 10,000 step walk this morning.
Good for you.
Thank you. And then I keep walking and I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know the parameters. I said, last question. Do we include noodles that are in broth, like a chicken noodle soup or a pho? Or do we specifically avoid soup noodles so we can do a separate countdown for soups? Parameters are important.
Mm-hmm.
You said, I think we avoid soup noodles.
Yeah. Because
so that's what the ranking is.
Well, yeah. We had talked about also wanting to rank soups and like noodle soups obviously come to mind immediately on that list.
Yeah, so of course.
I don't want to. We got to have some boundaries.
If you're a freelancer, you probably dread those quarterly tax bills. And if your business of one is not set up properly, well, then you're likely overspending on your taxes. You guys, don't do it. It is time to reduce your tax bill by thousands with the help of Collective. Collective is an all-in-one financial solution for self-employed entrepreneurs that specializes in S-Corp election, okay? Let Collective handle your taxes, your bookkeeping, and payroll all for the fraction of the cost of a CPA. You guys, running, creating, ideating a business is hard enough, okay? You shouldn't get caught up in all the BS of the IRS. And if your business of one is making at least $60,000 in profit annually, then you could be missing out on thousands of tax savings every year. With Collective, the S-Corp tax election is saving its members an average of, get this, $10,000 per year. And right now, Collective is waiving the onboarding fee when you go to collective.com/TMGW and tell them that TMGW sent you. I'm talking a $199 value that is completely waived and a full year of S-Corp savings when you go to collective.com/TMGW and tell them that TMGW sent you. That's collective.com/TMGW and tell them TMGW sent you. Where are my business owners at, y'all? Oh, who says you can't be an entrepreneur and also have good tastes in podcasts?
But this is basically international nudes.
Yeah.
Pastas.
We are leaking the nudes. If it has a pasta base.
Yeah.
And then also, we'll get into it. It's tough because sometimes you're like, but wait a second. Do I love that pasta dish or do I just love that sauce?
Right.
And you could put it on a fucking flip flop and I'd eat it as Guy Fieri would say.
Yeah. On a flip flop?
He's always like, man, I put that on a flip flop.
That guy does a lot of cocaine. The issue that you can get into here is that pastas and sauces are so interchangeable that what are we actually talking about?
Yeah.
The combo, I'm going dish. Like
I'm
the conception of like the dish itself is what I want.
Okay. I think
in the most traditional sense. I'm a bit basic with mine, but this was wild to rank. Honestly, I encourage you all to pause and actually try to sit and write your top 10 noodles, pasta, dish favorites. It is very difficult. And I do believe I put my list together hastily.
Me too.
But it is what it is. I don't know how much would change if I had more time.
Here's the thing is I feel like when you and I say these lists, we're kind of like an easy swayable jury.
Yes. Because here's the thing. I love noodles.
Same.
I love pastas. I will eat every kind you have.
Yep.
So this is very difficult because you could and probably will suggest things I haven't even thought of that will immediately, I will want them to be on my list. So I'm going for vibes of a dish.
Okay.
I was trying to think of this, like when I want to eat pasta, I want comfort.
Yeah.
I want just non-judgmental comfort.
Like I won't judge you, I swear.
And that's what I was kind of ranking, like what will be my first go-to for pure noodle comfort, and then where do we go from there?
Okay Well, I think, are we gonna start with one?
I guess so. Unless we want to not.
No, I know, you guys, we always go into this one. I think we should start at one. I feel like,
okay,
like we talked about the last time we did potatoes, it was like it became more obvious what the number, like if you haven't said French fries yet, we know what's going top. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like starting with number one and then going out works better because then it gets more and more tangential. Is that a word?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
I'm just looking at my list being like, yeah, I think this is right, but who knows?
Who knows? Okay.
I love them all.
Should I go first? Should we do it at the same time? What should we do?
You can go first.
I get so nervous.
I know. I get so nervous as if there's right answers here.
I know.
And there aren't.
Okay. My number one might surprise you.
Okay.
Okay. My number one is mac and cheese.
Damn. Nice.
Because that, when I think about it, if I had to give up a certain noodle dish, I would miss mac and cheese the most.
That is a great way to think about it. If you had to give this up, how much would you miss it over other noodles?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's a great one.
Thanks.
It does and it doesn't surprise me.
Okay.
Because you are vegetarian.
True.
So there's a lot of meals I feel like are off the table for you immediately.
This list was tough for me.
I bet.
It was very tough to have the non-meat version. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
yeah.
Mac and cheese, I love. I just thought it might surprise you since it's not in the Italian family.
Okay.
Out of the gate. What is your number one?
My number one, basic bitch, spaghetti and meatballs.
Wow.
I fucking love spaghetti and meatballs.
Yep.
And this list is also difficult for me too because there's a big window of time where I was avoiding garlic and onion.
Mm.
So I was making myself pasta dishes with those FODY FODY brand sauces because they don't have any garlic powder, onion, or anything.
But you're back on the garlic now, right?
I'm back on it because my body seems to be able to tolerate it a little bit. One of the blessed bonuses of kids.
We love it.
So spaghetti and meatballs is my go-to when like Elliot and I go, are we gonna do Italian tonight? Like, let's get cozy, comfortable. And then I'm usually just Googling like the best
place.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Okay,
yeah.
Two things.
Yeah.
One, Beyonce has a song called Spaghetti.
That's my other big to do is I have not listened to it. Can you believe it?
I'm obsessed with it.
I know. Everyone is. And I haven't been able, I didn't set aside time. Like, I want to set aside time where I'm just listening to it.
Yeah.
And I haven't done it yet.
Well, she has a picture where she's like eating spaghetti.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we did it first at Rooster Teeth. Spaghetti in bed. A Daily Grace video a million years ago.
Yeah.
But my question is, I feel like a big trendy thing right now at like cool Italian places is to do just like one big meatball.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? That
I
just
like
feels
that.
Like a burger in a sphere.
I don't like that. I like meatballs that are, well, the one crazy thing about meatballs is that sometimes you get that piece of fat that's like chewy. In there.
Do we like this or hate this?
Hate this.
Okay.
Hate this. So
okay.
Meatballs are like a weird, like sometimes they're great and then sometimes like the meat texture is like too chewy.
Yeah.
And it like surprises you and I'm like, oh fuck, I hate that now. So when it's not like that,
that's
it's
risky.
Great. It's very risky. But when
risky.
It's not like that, it's great.
It's like when you're eating a salad or something and you hit one piece of dirt and you're like terrified the rest of the salad.
Exactly that. Yeah. Exactly that. Like you chew on grit for a second and then you're like, oh, okay, that's ruined everything.
How is one piece of dirt hurt so much?
So much.
Ooh, gristle.
Ooh. This is meant to be delicious. So
are you gonna make spaghetti and meatballs tonight now that we're talking about it? Because now all I'm doing as we do this is I was gonna make like a beautiful roasted cauliflower like Moroccan stew and I'm like, fuck that, let's have some pasta.
I know, I do have a spaghetti squash sitting in my refrigerator ready to be made.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll
you refrigerate your spaghetti squash?
I don't know why. I think I just threw it in there. Now that I'm thinking of it.
It's raw in its whole form?
Yeah. It's a big boy. It's taking up a lot of room in my fridge right now. I didn't think about that till right now. Normally, I don't, I guess. Yeah. Well, it's in my fridge.
Maybe less so much.
Big boy sitting in the crisper.
Okay. Number two, you want to go?
Yeah, one was basic. The rest of my list is a little squirrely now.
I like it. And by the way, I freaking love spaghetti. Spaghetti is not on my list. Let me just say that. Because without the meatball, it's a little too plain for me.
Yeah. Also,
you know
to answer your question, not a huge fan of the big ass meatball situation, trendy thing that's happening
right now. It's absurd.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a steak.
Yeah,
you know?
Have a meatloaf.
Meatballs are meant to be in spaghetti in a proportion that is complementary, not Not cartoonishly large.
Okay.
As I just ate cartoon food last week at Disney. Okay, my number two.
Yeah.
Cold sesame noodles.
Okay.
Like peanut butter, any peanut butter on noodles and cold.
Uh-huh.
Like this might have been my number one, but I didn't put it there.
I had that on my list.
Yeah.
And I freaked out and I took it off.
Ooh.
I believe they're called a dan dan noodle.
Is that what they're called?
That's what they're called, a dan dan noodle.
On this list that are, I won't know the correct term.
No, they're delicious.
They're so good. I love cold noodles. I love cold leftover noodles.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, when I'm saying spaghetti and meatballs is my number one, it's the day after spaghetti and meatballs.
Well, and the sesame noodles are a noodle that you could, that like, you're supposed to eat them cold.
Yes. Yeah,
I
love
them
it.
Congealed. I want to pick up one noodle and it's like, you pick up so many noodles that you see the square of the takeout box.
Yeah. It's, you know, so, like, peanut butter on noodles, like, that is truly, like...
Peanut butter on noodles.
Like, that is what my high brain and my child brain both want at the same time.
Yeah.
It's just, like, delicious creamy peanut butter on delicious creamy noodles and cold.
Forget
and then
it.
Sometimes it's spicy.
You like a little scallion, a little or some like sesame seeds.
I was looking up recipes with cucumbers, like marinated cucumbers. Yeah, a little crunch in there.
I love
there.
That. When you walked into my house today, I was just eating cucumbers dipped in everything bagel seasoning.
You were, and it looked actually great. Honestly, I was like, that's a great idea.
You put a little vinegar on there, a little everything bagel. Forget it. That sounds delicious. I kind of regret taking it off my list.
What's your number two?
This now, I am going, buongiorno, I'm in Italy now.
Okay.
Mine is penne alla vodka.
Oh.
So the creamy vodka sauce.
Yeah.
Tomato, cream, liquor. You know, yeah. I just love it. And there was a place when I was in college that served like huge portions.
Oh, yeah.
And that was just like my hangover, like, savior every time, but specifically like a creamy vodka tomato sauce is so fucking good to me.
Yeah, I don't go for that. I don't know why. So it's nowhere. It didn't come close to my list because I never order it, and now I'm wondering why I don't.
Did you ever make the TikTok pasta with the block of feta?
No. Oh wait, the spaghetti squash pasta. I made that.
What is that?
So this is what I have the spaghetti squash in my fridge for. That I love. This meal is like, I love. You would love. It's, you cut the spaghetti squash in half.
Yeah.
You put a block of feta in each side, balsamic vinaigrette, garlic, and cut little baby tomatoes in half, and then bake it for 45 minutes, an hour, and then just stir it all
up. That's the TikTok pasta, but without the balsamic.
Yeah, I don't really make it with the balsamic because I don't have a balsamic glaze, but they put that on like.
Do you want one? I have a couple.
Perhaps we'll take this offline. But penne alla vodka. Penne specifically.
Well, I think like that's the
go-to.
Can
you make it with like.
Yeah.
You can make this with anything. Yeah.
Right. You could do. I love vodka sauce. I thought this one would still count.
Yeah.
Because it, you know, it's iconically with a penne.
Yeah,
you know, and you know why
I
like that?
Why?
Because I like to stick my fork tongs through the holes and do like two at a time.
Yep. There's something extremely satisfying about doing two at a time straight down the middle.
I saw last night on TikTok someone do that with penne.
Yeah.
And then go like this and then do a dance to This Ain't Texas. Woo! And it looked like two cowboy boots.
Man, people are making art. I love it. Okay, number three.
Number three.
Again, back to basics for me, pad thai.
Mine is pad thai.
Hell yeah.
My number three is also pad thai.
Pad thai was my number two.
Okay.
But then I remembered cold sesame noodles and I moved it down to three.
As soon as we opened it up to Mr. Worldwide, I said, well, congratulations, pad thai. You just made the top three. And here's the deal. I'm very specific about it, pad thai. First of all, I want some toasted peanuts on it.
Oh, yeah. Give me that crunch.
I want scallions. I want everything. I don't want it too sweet because sometimes you can have pad thai and you're like, this is noodle candy.
Yeah.
I don't want it too sweet, but no matter what, I'm covering that shit in sriracha anyway.
See, I don't put sriracha on.
I know.
And sometimes I don't want it too greasy. Like sometimes it can be a little overloaded with sauce, but I love a decent like egg in there.
Oh, I love an egg.
Ugh. Fantastic.
And a noodle with a little egg in general is a winner. And also pad thai is one of those things that I will never learn how to make.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm not going to make it as good as even the shittiest Thai place.
Yeah. I made one recently that was supposed to be a little bit like healthier too. And it was delicious for what it was, but it did take a lot of ingredients and a lot of time and a lot of stress trying to figure it out that maybe wasn't worth me just ordering.
Well, we lived in New York, and I don't know if it's still like this, but there was a golden era where like every Thai place had like an $11 lunch special.
Yeah.
That was like, you can get a Thai salad or a little tom yum soup and then get one of these three entrees. And one of them would be...
And like a can of Diet Coke.
Yes. And it was just like, we are fed, mama.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was perfect. And so that's where I fell in love with pad thai.
It was always my hangover food. It was like the first thing I would think of that I would want when I was hungover.
I'm so hungry.
And it's one of those that I feel like gets better when it sits in the fridge and you like heat it up the next day.
You are a fridge girl.
I love leftovers.
Girl. We need to get
noodles,
you a sponsor.
God, I love leftover noodles so much.
I'm truly salivating.
It is religious
so excited.
At this point.
Okay, my number four.
Yeah.
Is a very simple dish.
Okay.
But done correctly, I'm obsessed with it.
Okay.
Cacio e pepe.
I thought it was going to be this.
Because
and what is that? Because I've only been introduced to this like in the last couple years of my life.
I think it's having a moment.
It is.
To the point where right now, the moment might even be over. You know, like, but it has been having a moment as of recently. So cacio e pepe is like a spaghetti noodle or a bucatini, like whatever kind of like long twirler you want. And then it's pecorino romano cheese, tons of black pepper. And then like it's kind of made into like a slurry with like butter and pasta water.
Yeah.
So it's the most simple. It's just that I am obsessed with black pepper.
Yeah.
And so when it's done correctly and it doesn't like get gloopy immediately, there is some like silkiness to it.
Yeah.
Pornographic.
It's rich. That's a rich dish.
Look, with that, I'm doing a side of sauteed kale or something, okay? You know, like, I'm balancing. I say cacio e pepe. If I'm making it, I put peas in it. I have a salad on the side.
Ooh, peas in a pasta?
It's my favorite thing.
Who decided that? But that's fun. I love a little pop of a pea. When else am I eating peas, though?
And we're popping our peas into our microphones
right
now.
Apologies for popping these peas.
I will fully do a side of peas with dinner.
Really? Yeah, I got to get into it more. We did have a moment where we had peas for some recipe that I, weeks ago, and Elliot and I looked at each other being like, why don't we eat peas more?
Here's the thing, in my cookbook, I have cacio e peas.
Well, there you go.
I have cacio pepe peas.
That's perfect.
In my cookbook.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
What was your number four?
My number four, pasta salad. Cold.
I knew it. I could have mailed a letter to myself. I said as soon as we say this doesn't just have to be Italian, I said this bitch is going picnic.
It was, but pasta salad, like Italian dressing. Like my mom, I grew up with my mom making this pasta salad that was just like tricolored. Was it rotini? The squiggly pasta, like tomatoes, pepperoni, like cheddar cheese, like
cubed or provolone,
and literally just Italian dressing in a dressing can. And it's just like, again, cold, marinated together, delicious. And I've made versions of this in videos that are low FODMAP, that are like low garlic and onion, and it's still delicious.
Now let me ask you two things. I don't mind a pasta salad. Again, it's not something I'm going to gravitate towards because as someone who, like, I've got to watch my carb intake, I'm always like, give me the warm stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'll deal with a regular salad. But there are two ingredients I enjoy in a pasta salad that I feel like can be polarizing. Mm-hmm. Number one, Chip hates them, kidney beans.
Ooh, who's putting kidney beans in a pasta salad?
Me.
What? That's...
Me.
That's lawless. That's wild.
Call the law. Second of all, celery.
Who's putting celery in a pasta salad?
Who isn't?
Are we talking about the same pasta salad?
I am. It's a cold picnic. Sometimes you need some crunch, some texture, protein.
Yeah, I'm not. That's
I guess it's kind of. I guess it's kind of marrying like a three bean salad.
Yeah.
And a pasta salad. Maybe I just kind of put those together in my brain. Did we just lose all our followers?
No. I don't. I mean, we're. This is what these episodes are for: starting discussions that you might not have otherwise.
Yes.
And remembering to be open-minded.
I agree.
Kidney beans.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to wrap my head around that. Interesting. I'd be curious. I'd be curious to try it. I just love like the tanginess of an olive, of like a black Kalamala olive.
See, I'm not a black olive girl. I'm a green olive girl. And I only like olives when they're like sauteed and separate. Like I don't want olives in a thing. It's one of the reasons why, I'll say it right now, Puttanesca did not make my list. I love the capers.
What is that?
I'll tell you what it is right now. First of all, puttanesca, in Italian, what it comes from, it's the word whore, because it was the whore pasta.
Okay.
Now, it's tomatoes, olives, it's capers, it's onions. Yeah. It's like a very like briny, pungent sauce.
I'm into
sauce.
That. But wouldn't make my list, but I'm not
into olives.
Yeah, see, that's what I really like about pasta salad, is that it has a bit of that tang to it in the Italian dressing and in the olives and like pepperoni. And also that you can like mix and match ingredients. You know, it's not like one size fits all.
I'm thinking we're having a live stream for Patreon on 420, right?
I've already thought that we should make things. We should come. We should come with the highest snack we could think of is what my ideas were.
I feel like we should come and have like, it should be a 420 picnic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well,
yes, I'm in. Yes.
I'm like, here's my three Tupperwares to present to you, Grace.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yeah. This is how I want to spend my creative energy.
Yeah.
I want to make things like that.
Yes.
That sounds great. With Stitch Fix, you get a stylist who understands your style, your size, your budget, and they do all the shopping for you. It is the easiest way to transform your wardrobe this season. Your stylist will help take your wardrobe to the next level. They will know what works for you, sometimes even better than you do yourself. They'll help you discover new things about your style. It's like a stylish best friend that goes shopping for you. You know that confidence boost when you put on a really amazing outfit? Like, that's what you'll get with Stitch Fix. When you look good, you feel good, and it shows. So all you do is you give your stylist your size, your style, and your budget preferences, and then you order boxes when you want and how you want. There's no subscription required. They'll send you 5 just for you pieces, or just for me pieces, plus outfit recommendations and pro styling tips. You keep what you love and you send back the rest. It is that easy. Your stylist can send you personalized pieces and the fit is flawless. It's like they're reading your mind. They make it so easy. You get outfits that make you look good, make you feel good, and you do not have to shop. Lest we not forget, they do all the shopping for you. That's why I love Stitch Fix. I have a very basic style that I stick to that sometimes does not delight or excite me anymore. And that's why getting a box from a place like Stitch Fix with a stylist that will stick to stuff that I'm used to, but push me literally outside of my box, is so helpful. And again, if you don't love something, you just send it back. Shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. If you want to shake up your style, I highly recommend it. Style that makes you feel as good as you look. Get started today at stitchfix.com/TMGW. That's stitchfix.com/TMGW. Again, stitchfix.com/TMGW. Okay, what are we at? 5?
5. Okay.
All right, I'll go.
Yeah, go for it.
Pad CU.
Is my number 7.
Ooh, okay.
So yeah, I see you.
You see me. Wide noodles, those wide noodles.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just so, again, like pad thai, like what I go for if I'm like, I'm going to be a little rascal right now.
No, totally. And I feel like with the broad, flat pad CU noodle, it's like picking it up doesn't feel as gross.
Yeah.
Like you can, like, they're like, more bite size, you know what I mean? Like, boop, it's not like you're not gonna twirl it around.
How off often are you eating your pasta like chips?
Oh, constantly. And in a selfish way.
Yeah.
With the pad see you. I also love it because there's usually like chunks of broccoli in
That's
there.
That's what I mean. There is the illusion of a balanced meal.
Uh-huh.
There's some vegetables. There's some color, but it's mostly brown, beige, greasy. And, you know.
It's soy. It's sodium.
It's delicious for I'm what obsessed. It is.
Okay, number five for me. And this is, there are, of course, delicious vegetable versions, but this version in my head is with a meat sauce. So, like, for me, it would be, you know, like a meat substitute.
Okay.
Lasagna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a good meaty lasagna. Chip and I go to this place in LA, Speranza. And obviously.
Yeah. I order from there from my house. Okay. And on DoorDash,
yes.
Their image is that there's one pasta dish that it looks so good and it comes up on my app every time I open it as like the first restaurant.
Do you order it?
I have in the past and it's, yeah, great.
Have you had the lasagna?
No.
No, because here's the deal. And I'll tell you here right now.
Yeah.
With this restaurant, it is one of those things that you know is going to be good because you sit down to the menu and it says, please allot 30 minutes for this to bake.
Yeah.
So they're not just going to a big vat of it and cutting off a square for you.
Yeah.
They are building it in the vessel and baking it. So they probably don't do it to go.
That's probably true.
Or they're doing it in some weird little tinfoil thing and it like sucks.
Yeah.
But like a good, perfect fresh pasta sheets, lots of ricotta.
I love ricotta.
Me too. Oh,
I almost put stuffed shells on this list specifically for ricotta, but I was like, that's not true. I couldn't even tell you the last time I had a stuffed shell. I just imagine the idea of it and it's delicious.
Well, you'll hear from me later.
Okay.
Are we to six?
Okay, my six is mac and cheese.
Okay, there she is, finally. Down there,
I love mac and cheese, but I haven't figured out exactly what my recipe is. Like, we order mac and cheese from a lot of different places, and I haven't found one that I, like, love so much.
Do you do the baked mac and cheese? Like,
The baked top. Oh, my God. Like, lasagna? Yeah, that's my favorite thing, when it's a little crispy in some corners.
Usually what I do, if I'm feeling lazy or, like, I'm cooking other things, so who has the time?
Yeah.
I will get a boxed mac and cheese, and then I just like pimp it up a little bit.
Nice.
So I'll get like, you know, a white mac and cheese and then I'll add more parm, a lot of cracked pepper, breadcrumb on top and bake it. That type of thing.
Ugh, breadcrumbs on top. That sounds amazing.
The breadcrumbs on top of a mac and cheese.
Not doing that, what are you even doing?
I need a crunchy top. You know what I've done before and I will do it again.
What?
Crushed Cheez-Its.
That is fantastic. This is the 420 live stream I'm talking about. That's great.
Yeah.
That's
so
interesting.
Good.
Mm-hmm. That opens up the realm that I'm like, would those crispy onions be good on top? Probably not.
Here's another thing. I've started buying the crispy onions that you put on green bean casserole and just putting it on random things.
Yeah.
I put them in salads.
Yeah.
I put it on top of a squash casserole recently.
Great.
Like, I just think anything you have, why are we saving them for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. That's true. I know. I think they're fantastic.
They're sold year round.
They are.
It's not like fucking eggnog.
How long do they last?
Oh, honey.
I think we have one in our cabinet. I gotta look at the expiration.
If it's unopened,
I don't know.
You got a solid 2 years.
All right. Excellent.
Let's rock and roll. Okay, my number six. Again, this was tough because it rode the line between like sauce versus what it goes on type of thing.
Yeah.
But I also had it this weekend, so I was like, this is a pretty common one. Well, controversial. Mm-hmm. Gnocchi with pesto.
Ooh.
I love pesto on a gnocchi.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That little pillowy potato pasta.
Yeah. You'll hear from me later.
Love that. We just keep going back and forth. Okay. Well, my number seven, I already told you, is Pad See You. I'm on board for that. Which, I've never made it. I bet I could.
Why would you, though?
Why would I?
We know that, like, it's not. Why?
We gotta go get Thai food soon.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hungry.
God, I love pad Thai. God, I love noodles. I love noodles.
This is the best show ever.
Are we up to? Oh, my number seven.
Yeah,
lasagna.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have recently made like a healthier lasagna, subbing out the ricotta cheese for cottage cheese. And look, you are missing. I know it's a bit blasphemous. However, it's still really delicious. You put squash in there too. And it honestly, not bad. Is it lasagna? Ish.
Well,
adjacent.
TikTok is fucking bonkers for cottage cheese. And I don't see it. And but I mean, like, people are just eating a like cottage cheese on a fucking rice cake. And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, I ate it a lot during chemo because it was like the only thing. No, no, no. It was, here's the, for anyone that's going through a chemo, it is truly one of the easiest protein filled snacks that doesn't bother your stomach.
Oh, it's good for the protein. People are protein.
It's like a replacement for, yeah, when people are making like literally healthy versions, they're putting cottage cheese instead of like any other kind of cheese because the fat content is way less.
Okay.
I'm assuming. But like a good lasagna with like a crispy edge is just so delicious.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Okay. My number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is tough because is it flavor or is it pasta?
Yeah.
I have like a butternut squash ravioli in a brown butter sage sauce.
Nice.
So you know, the go-to of like butternut squash pastas. It could be a tortellini, it could be aglianotti, what have you. But it's a butternut squash puree in a pasta with specifically the brown butter sage sauce.
Yeah. Oh, brown butter sage.
So good.
Please welcome to the stage, brown butter sage. Ooh.
It's like, to me, this is the fall pasta.
Yeah. Yes. 100%. That sounds delicious. This is, I'm with you. My list gets a bit squirrely here.
Okay.
Because my number 8 is just pesto pasta.
Okay.
Because I was like, I want pesto on this list. But what's like the quintessential pesto pasta?
And that's where it gets tough because I will also make a pesto for like roasted carrots and things.
I know
like pesto doesn't belong to pasta, but at the end of the day,
they're
the original couple.
Yeah. Pesto on any type of pasta noodle would be wonderful.
Try it on a gnocchi.
Yeah. I haven't done that.
Try it on a gnocchi.
Okay. Much to do. Well, I'll sell my number 9.
Yeah.
Is gnocchi, but it's not, but I, in my mind, when I'm thinking of gnocchi, I'm thinking of like, maybe a brown butter sauce, like a butter light kind of sauce, not like a, but pesto sounds great. When you said that, I was like, I didn't even think about gnocchi with pesto, which sounds, so these could technically be combined, my 8 and 9.
God, it's so
but
good.
But gnocchi, man, I haven't had gnocchi in so long.
They have a good fresh one at, so what Chip and I do is they have the Sunday farmer's market in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
We go up there and there's a pasta guy and we get fresh gnocchi and that will be like our Sunday dinner.
Also, Top Chef just started.
Oh my God, I
know
love
you're
it so
watching.
Much. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not even all the way through the second episode. So I don't know who goes on. Who gets kicked off on the second one. But there was gnocchi happening on it and I was thrilled.
Gnocchi is a yes key.
Yeah.
For
so
me.
That's my 9.
Okay, my 9 is stuffed shells.
Nice. See, now I gotta make stuffed shells.
Well, we're just talking about how much we love ricotta. And you know, when I, a couple weeks ago, co-threw my friend a spaghetti western dinner party, I made a big ass cast iron thing of stuffed shells.
Yeah, nice.
And I was just there going, when did our poor girl fall off in popularity?
Right. What is everyone so scared of?
I feel like the late 80s, early 90s, people were shell crazy.
We had it like once a week growing up.
I know. We talked about it. I love it.
It's wild to me that was, I'm sure that's why I don't have it as an adult now.
You think
that's
too much?
I wasn't ready for it as a child. And so I hated having to eat stuffed shells for dinner. Mm. And then as an adult, of course, obviously, the rebellion of it all, I'm not going to, in my freedom and independence as an adult, make myself eat a stuffed shell.
Well, now you're gonna.
Now I have to.
And it's
I have
delicious.
To redevelop a new relationship.
Okay.
With it.
We're down to our 10th one. And
last one.
I want to throw something out there.
Yeah.
Because you, I feel like, are such a curveball sometimes with like the potato salad, the pasta salad, you know, like really throwing out some like Americana suburb shit.
Oh, yeah.
Is your number 10 tuna casserole?
Tuna casserole?
I thought, what's the craziest pasta that's like the most Americanized shit of all time? And I was like, if Grace Helbig comes with some tuna fucking casserole with like egg noodles, I will die.
No, that I haven't thought about tuna casserole, God, in years, and that sounds so not appetizing. But you are hovering around it. Okay, my number 10 is macaroni salad.
Another cold pasta. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so wait, what's the difference between macaroni? Is it because macaroni salad is mayo
like
based?
Mayo. Yeah. And full like creamy.
When you need eat to barbecue, leave my home.
When you eat barbecue and you have like that sweet tangy barbecue and meat, you want something cold and creamy to offset it.
Which is most people go coleslaw, but you would do the macaroni salad.
I love coleslaw too. But macaroni salad, when I'm thinking about pastas, look, it's number 10.
Hey, listen, I'm not hating on you. I just...
It's the got fact the that celery a pasta in there, salad and a crunch.
So am I mixing up the...
That's what I was wondering. Are you mixing pasta salad with macaroni salad?
No, I think I just make my pasta salad with a lot more veggies.
Probably.
But what all is in a macaroni salad besides the macaroni and the mayonnaise?
From my own memory, it's macaroni, mayonnaise, like celery, salt, pepper, what else goes in there?
Just celery?
It's basically like, think about a potato salad, but with macaroni instead of potato.
Okay.
That's how I'm picturing it.
Okay.
Let me just make sure I'm not spreading.
Macaroni salad.
Yeah, macaroni salad.
I feel like macaroni salad is like, it's always at like the deli part of a grocery store. And it's like, who orders this macaroni salad?
Grace Helbig sometimes.
Wow.
When she's feeling like rocking number 10 on her list. But
and
it
some
is,
number twos.
Yeah, it is like you have to be in a mood for it. Yeah. And when you're in the mood for it, it's good. Macaroni salad can also be very bad and very bland.
Okay.
I feel like. So you have to have like a lot of salt in there.
But also I feel like you need to like throw in some like Dijon.
Yes, that's garlic, right. Yes.
Some like, you know, like scallions. Yes. Some.
Yeah, a little bit of some
hot
depth.
Sauce.
Give it some depth of flavor. That's okay. What I'm talking about. Like Gelson's Deli does a really good macaroni salad.
Okay.
So like there's certain delis that you're like, this is really great.
Right. You're not going to roll up to the, you know, dollar store.
Like I said, this list was made in haste.
Hey.
So if I thought more about, because I really didn't have very many pastas Italian on here.
No, I feel like I went really hard on the Italian.
Yeah, because like all the Alfredos and stuff didn't really speak to me, but I'm sure there's other pastas that I'm just like carbonaras and stuff that I'm overlooking. But that to me is similar to spaghetti and meatballs. But
here's the thing. If I did eat meat, it would be like carbonara, amatriana, like all the like, you know, yummy, like
robust, very
like we're just putting an egg yolk on it and mixing it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oof. Yeah. Okay, well, that's my number 10. And look, I don't feel great about it anymore.
No. I think you did a great job. Listen, if there's one thing about you, you're the ice queen. You like a cold-ass version of whatever we're talking about.
I like it. But also, like I said, the last bit of my list got a little, like, wishy-washy. So there's lots of room for improvement.
Well, here's my number 10, which is also a curveball. And again, I'm just trying to give a little variety. You know what I mean? I love... like a Mexican Alfredo.
What?
Have you ever had, you know, some people be like, ooh, tequila, like a chicken tequila, whatever. Like a bow tie pasta with like Alfredo, but with like Mexican ingredients. Have you ever had this? So it'll be like you have some black beans, some tomatoes,
some
Mexican seasoning. You put some like tortilla strips on top. It's like a Southwestern Mexican Alfredo. You can have some broccoli in there. What have you?
Yeah, I'm big into that. That sounds great.
Girl, give it a Google. It's like a Mexican Alfredo.
There is this one meal from HelloFresh that I don't think we're sponsored this week. Non-spawn. Literally, it's just like a Southwest pasta.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I order that every time it shows up on their menu. And it's so good.
That's what I'm saying. A little taco seasoning, some, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. But I also love... corkscrew noodles.
Yeah. Rotini.
Rotini.
I think it's called rotini.
Yeah, the big ones. Oh no, rotini are the spiral. Hold on.
What are the corkscrews?
What are the bigger ones? The bigger ones. I just keep making this like
you
wrap
keep
it
just
up.
Doing the same thing, and I don't know what it is. Like the longer ones, like the spiral spaghettis with the hole in the middle, so it looks like a water slide.
Yeah, water slide pasta. Yeah, what's that one?
I don't know.
God.
But again, I think that is a pasta that's having a moment. Like there's certain, yes, there's certain pasta shapes that get like popular.
Yeah,
I'm looking at, there's radiators.
The only way I've been able to find Fusilini.
Fusilli.
Celentani. There's a, I'm looking on Wayfair.com. There's a list of pastas paper print that came up when I'm trying to.
Oh, no. I think you're thinking of like a fusilli.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. Those are great because it holds sauce so well.
It does. And then also when you pick it up, it's really fun. As opposed to a regular.
Touching your pasta. Oh.
I'm a big finger eater. But when you pick up a fusilli as opposed to a spaghetti, it feels like it should go boing.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. It's very, yeah, it's cartoonish. It's, yeah, fun. I'm a big fan. Wow. This was,
I mean,
I'm salivating.
Me too.
Truly salivating.
I hate everything I have planned for dinner.
You know.
I wasn't going to drink tonight, and now I'm like, well, I guess I'm making myself a martini, putting on some Louis Prima, and making some pasta, baby.
Yeah. How can you not? Okay. Oh. Y'all, I'm very curious to hear your lists, as always. It is very so fun to see how this compares to what everyone else thinks.
I'm almost nervous.
We might
nervous.
Be wildly off and forgetting something so obvious.
Well, I'm almost nervous. Well, I feel like there's going to be a lot of like carbonaras and things that people love, like that
and
traditional.
And Alfredos and stuff.
Yeah. Well, Alfredo kind of ties in with my Mexican one.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah.
I will say this. This is definitely between like potatoes, dips, and this. Mm-hmm. This one is the more global tons of choices.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm already kind of fearing the backlash.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure we ostracized or forgot completely about a region or a type of noodle or a dish or something that I probably love.
I just want to note again, we specifically made a choice to, yeah, leave out noodles that are in a broth.
Yeah, because pho is going to be on my soup list.
Pho, like I just, ramen, koiso curry, like, yeah, koisao curry, like all this delicious stuff that's in a broth. We had to draw a line.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to have boundaries as adults. Okay.
Or as I texted you, it's good to have parameters.
Parameters.
LOL.
Yeah. So we don't want everyone coming for us when they don't understand the rules of this list. But,
yeah. Wow.
This was very... As always, these are so fun to do. So I hope you guys like this even as a fraction of how much I like doing them.
Once again, this has been an episode of Just Where we're just talking about what foods we like. And yeah, leaving here, I've had an apple and some cucumbers today. Like,
yeah,
I am fucking drooling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah. Same.
We're going to.
I'm out of words.
We got to just sign up for our Patreon because, yeah, it sounds like our 420 live stream is going to be incredibly fun.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to join the next Barflies, which Grace had a really fun one yesterday.
Yeah, it was so lovely. Thank you to every patron that showed up and we talked about The House in the Cerulean Sea. Beautiful book, beautiful live stream. Vibes were excellent. Everyone was so lovely. And you have the next book.
Yes. So now we are going to do The Idea of You.
Nice.
Which I want to sneak in before the Anne Hathaway, Nicholas Galantine, I don't know his last name, movie comes out. I heard it's a little horny. I'm sorry for such just a fucking cis hetero horny book. But we're sneaking it in. We'll do some variety next time on the heels of your beautiful novel month. So.
Great.
All right, guys. Oof. Well, I got hungry and this got weird.
Yep.